Okay, hello, it's Barry here and Sam. Only two of us today.
Hello.
Chambers can't be bothered, and Max is dashed off to catch a train to Leeds to play golf. So anyway, here are the best bits of the warm-up, and yeah, we hope you enjoy them.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the world's biggest sports radio station. This is The Warm-Up. Max Rushton, The Guardian's Barry Glendenning alongside me. We're here till 1 in the afternoon. Barry, lovely to see you. How are you?
I'm very, very, very tremendously well, as Ray Wilkins might say.
Dangerously well.
Dangerously well.
You've got a big day ahead, haven't you?
It's a busy day today. Yeah.
You're off to do some actual sports reporting.
Yeah, I have to report on the boat race.
So when you get some abuse saying, do you ever go and see a game? You can say, well,
yeah,
sort of. I'm going to the boat. So you're going to be sitting on the boat behind the boats.
Yeah, so they'll kind of be minesweeping for
right.
us.
Yeah.
Because I did,
you've there's
heard,
the bomb there,
there's
yeah.
an unexploded bomb from World War II. Someone spotted it yesterday. Some very keen-eyed and alert sailor on a passing boat. So there is a suggestion it may not go ahead for
well,
the
I hope
first
it goes
time in 500 years or something. But hopefully it'll be okay.
I'm not a fan. But
well,
but,
you seem no, to be I'm, virulently against it. I mean, I've done it before. I enjoyed it. It's an interesting experience. It's kind of nice to get an insight into that little world I don't know a huge amount about. But yeah, you feel very strongly
well,
about it as
I don't want it not,
an Oxford alumni.
Yeah, I don't want it not to go ahead. But by the same token, I don't see what the whole... I don't quite understand why it's such a... Why it's on tele? You know, it's just a university match. There are lots of varsity matches all over. I know it's like historical, but you know, Nottingham play Nottingham Trent. That's fine. You know, it's not on telly, is it?
No.
And this
no.
is an excuse for lots of large Americans to pretend to do a course. I'll be corrected. I'm sure there are probably some people who are genuinely there because they're genuinely bright enough to be there, etc., etc.
Are you suggesting that the rowers I'll be reporting on this afternoon are dunderheaded morons who are only good for one thing?
I'm not
dipping
that.
A blade into the Thames,
rocking back and forth,
rocking back and forth,
getting very tired, and then being sick.
Yeah,
that's sort of what it is. Well, I hope you have a nice time.
I'm sure I will. I mean, my abiding memory of the last time I did it, which was 3 or 4 years ago, mm-hmm. was how cold it was. So I had to come out today wearing this enormous, massive coat, which actually I got as a freebie at the last boat race. It's the best freebie I've ever got.
Oh, great.
It's incredible. But it's far too warm today to be wearing that coat. And I only need it for sort of 17 minutes.
Can you see, from where you are, you can't see a thing, surely. You can see the cocks bobbing up and down, and that's it. Why? Look, come on, Barry, you're better than that.
I'm not better.
Oh, sorry, everybody. Do you know what? It was slightly intentional as well. I'll be honest with you. Somebody, Michael Smith, sent us a message, which was nice. He's written the agenda for us.
Oh, brilliant.
He says, Max and Barry's agenda. He says, sent and meant with love and affection for the show, long-time listener. Here's his agenda, and then we'll do the actual agenda in a minute. Max and Barry's agenda. Max wastes time with the agenda and labours the point that there's no 10th point.
Okay.
Point two, homoerotic chat with Alan McInally.
Yep. Point. Oh, which reminds me, I forgot to do my bet this week.
Oh, did you?
Completely. I just woke up this morning and went, oh, I didn't do my bet. So, which is...
Do you want to jump in with my bet?
Okay, what
I've
is
gone
your
for
bet?
2-1 wins for Swansea and Arsenal.
Well, I might as well jump in with your bet, but I don't fancy it.
Okay.
I don't think Arsenal will win.
On Michael Smith's agenda, he's written it out in a Sharpie as well, sent us a photo. Max shoehorns in a plug for his show on Sky Sports. The excellent Breda Hangland was on Fantasy Football Club this week.
Oh, was he?
And he's on Footballers Are Nice this week. So, Premier League review of last night's match of the day. A rip-off of I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue with Culverhouse. What he means by that. Point six, an audience topic that is quietly dropped in favour of a talking to the guitarist of a group no one has heard of. Point seven. This is not nice for you. Barry leaves the listeners scratching their heads as to what he actually knows about football. Point eight. Gas the attendance with Justin Morehouse leaves listeners to think they wish they were watching a Peter Kay stand-up DVD instead. Point nine. Alan Partridge style chat with Saggers. And point ten. Labour the in-joke about the 10th point. Okay, so here is the actual...
Well, he's clearly a listener.
Oh, yeah, he's a big fan.
But that's slightly unkind.
Well, it started
progressively more nasty.
Didn't it? Anyway, look, here is the agenda. Point one, if you've never heard the show before, welcome. What we do is we have a 10-point agenda, and if we achieve everything on the agenda, that's great. And if we don't, it doesn't matter because nothing in life really matters, does it? Point one, we discuss the worst jobs in sport. Point two, Max and Barry's Premier League review returns. I've had a Sky Plus issue. Point three, we find out what Alan McAnally is wearing and get today's odds. Point four, we speak to our Manchester City correspondent. Point five, we find out if a Fulham legend has more tellies than David O'Leary. Point six, Ian Culverhouse is here. I have low hopes. Point seven, guess the attendance today. It's Glenn Denning v Morehouse. Point eight, we analyse the boat race. Point nine, Jim Rosenthal and Ellis James are on. Point 10, the 10th point does not exist anymore. I'm not allowed to tell you about it. So, worryingly, Michael Smith was absolutely correct. Can I tell you something that happened to me this week, or that I've just discovered this week, which is a slight disappointment? You will know, or everyone will, you don't currently not courting. But when you are, right, in the bathroom, it's not a toilet-based thing. You know how there's the man just picks up a shampoo, doesn't matter what it is, and puts it in his head, right? It's just whatever the missus has bought, it's just sort of, it's a shampoo, it says shampoo, you put it in your hair, you wash your hair with it.
Okay, yeah.
The future Mrs. Rushton has sort of quite recently gone quite blonde.
Oh, okay.
She's got this shampoo for blonde hair. So I picked it up and I was reading it as I was washing my hair, and it said, and for grey hair. I was like, great, I've got some grey hair.
Yeah,
this is really good.
Salt and pepper action going on there.
But what I didn't realise was, this shampoo, excuse me, actually like makes the grey greyer, like encourages the grey. It's meant to make keep the blonde blonde. So for the last month, I thought I was getting a bit grey. I thought for this month I was getting greyer. I've been unintentionally dyeing my hair grey.
So it's like reverse Just for Men.
Yes, basically. I'm trying to be more like Philip Schofield.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, absolutely right. I might be in Joseph next week. Do you want some tweets here? So we're looking for on the text 81089, or you can tweet at Max Rushton at B Glenn Denning. The worst jobs in sport.
Now,
Adrian,
I just want to stress.
Yeah,
I don't think today is the worst. I'm quite up for it. Yeah. I mean, I'm slightly sad. I'm going to have to miss. Arsenal Man City and the Checkatrade Cup final, which I really want Coventry to win. Sorry, Oxford. And hats off to Oxford, because they're going to be very tired for the boat race after playing the Checkatrade final in Wembley, then dashing across to Putney, hopping into the boat and taking on Cambridge. So it's quite a big day for them as well.
It is.
But yeah, here's hoping. Just Coventry, they've had a very tough time of it for the last 10 years. And as much maligned as the Checkatrade Trophy has been, and you can read an article about that very matter in today's Observer, written by me, they're bringing over 40,000 fans to Wembley. There's going to be over 70,000 fans in total at this game. So here's hoping for an excellent cup final. And that is it Coventry's first time at Wembley since they won the FA Cup?
I think so. There was a really good interview with Brian Kilcline.
It was fantastic.
The Guardian on Saturday, was it, or Friday? I forget.
Friday.
And he looks the same age, doesn't he? Except his moustache is a bit curlier.
He looks like a wizard.
Yeah.
And yeah, if you haven't seen that interview, it's by Stuart James. If you just Google Brian Kilcline Guardian, it'll come up. It is well worth 10 minutes of anyone's time.
I think everybody,
it's so funny.
I think everybody is supporting Coventry City today. Here are some the worst jobs in sport. Adrian says following Lovejoy as presenter. Thank you. He also says drugs tester. Handling another... obviously, human's urine. Kevin, Rangers manager. Paul says surely holding a box of spit bucket is worse.
I would say emptying it.
Yeah.
And I'll very occasionally, my visits are becoming increasingly less frequent. I go to a boxing gym to try and work on my fitness. Mm-hmm. And there's a big ring there, obviously, and in one corner is a spit bucket. It is disgusting. And I just wonder, it looks as if it hasn't been emptied.
Do you think at a classy boxing gym they have like a spittoon, like at wine tasting? Rob, a Man United says, if Culverhouse is on with no explanation of the rules, I will turn off. You have until 11:30. This persistence in playing a game without sharing the rules is bordering on cruelty. They're on the website, talksport.com/warmup. We'll be back in a minute with the Premier League review.
Max and Barry's Premier League review on TalkSport.
Before we look back at yesterday's Premier League games, Rob, the Man United fan, has been back in touch. I looked on the webpage you requested. The rules are not there. But then you knew that, didn't you? You have 10 minutes. Rob will switch off in 10 minutes if we don't divulge the rules of Culverhouse.
One other thing before we get into the serious business. Joel was on last week. We tortured him by making him out.
Read out all the Premier League results since 1992.
Yeah. Well, as revenge, I was forced to go to his school play
Tuesday
night.
Mm-hmm. How'd he go?
It was fine. Okay. DNA it was called. Oh. Surprisingly, it's full of sullen teenagers playing the roles of sullen teenagers, but they didn't quite nail it. I think that was their first performance. He later sent me a text during the week saying I'd got the worst one.
He's upped his game.
But his mum, she was one of the Facebook 9 last week, Sue. And Sue said that she really likes the bits where we're dancing to the Premier League review music. And up until then, I'd never felt self-conscious about it, but I did just now. So if you're watching, Sue.
Yeah, we're live on Facebook.
You've ruined it for me.
Facebook.com/AmexRussian. Now listen, we'll look at the Premier League review. My missus deleted Match of the Day from the Sky Planner. So, give a leap. Woke up this morning. So I switched on, the repeat was
on. Sorry, deliberate act of vandalism or an accident?
I don't think so, because she deleted Pointless and Neighbours off as well, the two other things I record. And so I didn't have it. So I start halfway through the Spurs-Burnley game. So do you want to take the lead? I did have one note, which was about the number of buttons Martin Keown had undone on his shirt, and wondered if he could go, you know, one button more, and I think he'd be trying to become a housewife's favourite.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
I made a note about him talking about how he used to hide behind the sofa. I can't remember what this was a reference to, but I don't believe Martin Keown ever hid behind the sofa for anything. It was probably Doctor Who or something. Everyone claims to have hidden behind. And in my house,
Incredible
the sofa
Hulk.
Was against a wall, so you couldn't hide behind it.
No, we had a massive cushion I used to hide when the Incredible Hulk
changed
into Incredible Hulk, the cartoon.
Oh, okay.
It's terrifying. And the child catcher, obviously, from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Should we start then at Stamford Bridge? Chelsea, Crystal Palace. This is a coupon buster. I've only written Christian Benteke. I love that finish. It was glorious.
And did you see Wilfried Zaha's interview?
No.
In which he discussed, you know, he laid the ball into to Benteke. Benteke sort of put the goalkeeper on the seat of his pants with his first touch and then just scooped it over him into the net. It was beautiful. But Wilfried Zaha clearly thought, oh, he's going to mess this up.
Yeah, it looked like he would.
But I think I know what he's doing. So, yeah, Wilf Zaha still, even though he scored, Wilf Zaha still managed to seem unimpressed with the manner in which he'd scored the goal. It was a good game. Brilliant performance for Palace. They've now won 4 in a row. And Chelsea didn't actually play that badly. Mm-hmm. Wayne Hennessy was excellent for Palace. Palace could have had a couple other goals. And, yeah, gap's down to 7 points now, but I wouldn't be too concerned if I was a Chelsea fan. There was no sign of nerves. They didn't play badly. They just got beaten for
a
square.
There was a brilliant goalmouth scramble at the end. And had that been in League Two, Sacco would have punted it into his own net in the top corner when he cleared it. Look, well done, Crystal Palace. The title race slightly alive.
I did also notice there were 3 topless fans in the crowd.
I saw one
fat blokes with no tops. I just don't get this.
There was an Everton fan just in a sort of tiny pair of Everton Speedos, and that was it. I mean, like,
well, he does that for charity, doesn't he?
Does he do it for charity? I take it back.
But yeah, I just don't get it. Quite apart from the fact that it's really cold, like even if the sun is splitting the rocks, I always have a t-shirt on. No one needs to see what's underneath.
If you're on the beach, what if you're on the beach?
Nah, I always wear a t-shirt.
Always t-shirt.
Always wear a t-shirt.
Is that a body conscious thing?
No, I don't think anyone wants to see
when you go
my
in the
pasty
sea,
white.
When you go in the sea, t-shirt off. You don't swim with a t-shirt on.
No, unless it's spectacularly hot and I'm worried about getting burnt.
Okay. Mm. I imagine it only takes seconds.
Yeah. Well, my pasty Irish skin. I can hear my own skin crackle if the sun gets above a certain.
Speaking of the people in the crowd, the Merseyside derby. I mean, I reckon because I watched it live the first until I had to go to football, but I think Daniel Craig was on about as much as the game. What is the obsession? I know he's really famous, but it's just a man going to a football match.
Yes, yes, it is.
What, like even on the Sky app, the little highlights, the 2 minute highlights of the game, there's 10 seconds of Daniel Craig. Like, good for you for going, but
I bet they probably asked him to do an interview as well, and I would imagine he declined because didn't. Sylvester Stallone, isn't he some sort of celebrity pretend Everton fan?
Is he?
And he's been to Goodison a few times and he's been interviewed.
Has he?
Well, then, of course, he does have pedigree because
he was a top boxer, wasn't he?
Well, he just escaped a victory. He was captain of the
excellent
team.
Excellent goalkeeper, yeah. He's like it's the second best goalkeeper after Neville Southall to represent.
And him. It was an Irish international goalkeeper who sacrificed his place in the team to let Sly in. Don't forget that.
Do you have any notes on the actual game?
I've written down Ross Barkley's tackle, which was pretty vicious, I thought.
Yeah, it
although
was
I did have.
I have a note about Lovren though, which is if you get really hurt, you stay still, and so it obviously it was a terrible tackle, and it probably did hurt sort of temporarily quite a lot. But when you're like trying to like writhe your body up to show how much pain you're in, like you're a rugby league player trying to get out of a tackle.
Mm.
Just stay there. Like, what are you trying to do? I mean, he's not the guilty party here. I'll give you that. I'm criticising Lovren for getting a foot on his shins, but still, that's the note I've got.
Yeah, I had a mini Twitter, I wouldn't say an argument, just an exchange of views with Tony Evans, occasional TalkSport contributor. Yeah. He appears on Jim White's show quite frequently, I think.
Yeah.
But Tony seemed to think that the Barkley tackle wasn't that vicious, and he was putting forward the argument. I might not be doing him justice here, but I think he was saying that because players are so fast and athletic these days, that these things are accidental and inevitable.
And they look worse in super slow-mo. That's definitely true.
I still think it was a bad tackle, though, and I will agree to disagree with Tony on this one. But I thought Romelu Lukaku was very disappointing. God. He doesn't have
a good record against... Carragher did a good piece with him before when he was saying, look, this is how you turn a 40-year-old ex-Premier League footballer and score against a teenage goalkeeper. But it was a good piece and it was interesting. But they were making the point afterwards that his record against the top side is nowhere near as good as his record against worse defences.
Dejan Lovren and Lucas did a proper number on him. He had no influence on the game whatsoever. And I don't know if you agree with Jamie Carragher's view that this is a psychological thing for Everton now. That they've gone 14 derbies without winning.
It was Kevin Campbell, because he came on Fantasy Football. And we talked about this is the last time they scored a winner at Anfield. It was Kevin
Campbell's dad lives or used to live near me, Mr. Campbell.
There you go. Yep. It's one for the meatball marinara anecdotes.
On digital radio and 1089 and 1053 AM. Talk Sport.
Quick game of Culverhouse. You owe me an apology, Barry, because I played Johnny Methot early and you thought in your mind I'd said Arnold Murren last week, which is obviously Arnold.
I'm sorry about that.
Murren. That's all right. Are you ready for today?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Peter Shurtleff.
Out of the traps there, Barry. Scott Gemmill.
Ian Brightwell.
Carlton Fairweather.
Dane Whitehouse.
Mark Azlewood.
Mel Stirland.
Trevor Cherry.
Darren Bernard.
George Paris.
Kingsley Black.
Rick Holden.
Ian Marshall.
Scott Oakes.
Andy Ritchie.
Roger Joseph.
Craig Hignett.
Michelle Vonk.
Didier Six.
Alan Kernahan.
Eddie McGoldrick.
Tommy Widrington.
Steve Chettle.
Ian Wone.
Ian Butterworth.
Ian Olney.
Eric Young.
Ian Bishop.
Ian Culverhouse.
Yo, well done.
On DAB Digital Radio and 1089 and 1053 AM, The Warm-Up with Max Rushton on Talk Sport.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is the world's biggest sports radio station. It is Talk Sport. Max Rushton and Barry Glendening with you until one. In just a moment, we'll find out if the former Fulham legend Breda Hangeland is nice. Let's get some reaction to Culverhouse first. Linda says, can't believe Barry won that game of Culverhouse. Thought he was totally gone. What an epic comeback. It was like something from a Rocky film. Help.
We need a Culverhouse montage, training montage.
Anonymous, help. What is the game you're playing? It makes no sense. Dez, the West Ham fan, says, great here. Ex-Hammer Ian Bishop get mentioned 3 times in 3 weeks.
Joshua Hetfield, Stone Cold Classic Culverhouse, Gemmell, Cherry, Paris, Oakes and Vonk. And Barry Glenning still won. Well played, both of you.
Jim says, should have played Owen Archdeacon. Schoolboy error. Michael says, Theresa May has to fight for Barry to stay after Brexit for that performance. Freddie says, great to hear so many mentions for fourth-rate ex-Welsh internationals in today's legendary game of Culverhouse. Scott says, that was too Ian-y. Not in the spirit of the game. Grant, admirable composure under pressure from Glendening. No caving into Rushton's mind games. Donald says, Trevor Cherry in Culverhouse, surely a yellow card. He captain England, for heaven's sake. Keep them coming, please. But right now, we must play football as nice today's contestant. Norway, 91 caps for Norway. Fulham legend.
That is
man
a
of
lot
the people.
Of caps.
It's a lot of caps. Breda Hangeland is on the phone. Breda, how are you?
I'm all right, Max. How are you?
Yeah, very well. We met on the excellent Fantasy Football Club. It's a great show, Barry. You must watch it.
I've heard about it. And now you've got Breda doing extra work.
Yes. I collared him after the show and got his number before he could leave, basically. How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm walking around in Holborn on the way up to the Emirates for the big game later on. So looking forward to that.
And please say hello to Barry. He's not as fat as he sounds.
Hi, Barry.
Hello.
Now, the way this feature works, Brett, is, you know, footballers get a bad press and we like to find nice ones amongst you. And so we ask you a very technical question to find out if you're nice. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay. Breda Hangeland, are you nice?
Yes.
Now, very confidently answered. Do you do anything nice? We've had footballers on here with their own charity foundations. Johnny Jackson promised to start a foundation under the pressure of live radio. Michael Duff said he'd give 10p to a tramp. And Mickey Quinn asked for money for himself. So there's a wide spectrum. Where are you in the spectrum of niceness?
Well, I try and treat people nicely. The nicest thing I've ever done, I think, was when I got married. We instead of any gifts, we asked for donations, and we built a school for children in Cambodia. So I'm planning to go there at some point, but I haven't been. But that surely must qualify for
this guy. That's extraordinary. It's the nicest. Everyone else is asking for saucepans, and you're building a school in Cambodia. We bow to you, Breda Hangeland, for that. That is that means you qualify to answer 15 unrelated questions. Here we go. Breda Hangeland, if Barry and I were to come round for dinner, what would you cook for us?
Well, this time of year, I'm looking to get the barbecue going. So I would buy some nice steaks, open up a bottle of red wine, and we'd have a nice time, I'm sure.
Do you know what, Barry? I actually think Breda might have us over. He's that nice. Yeah, seriously.
I'm not a fan of people who get the first sign of sunshine, they'll get the barbie out, and then you're standing around shivering on the patio.
You can't criticise him. He's making us a barbecue, for goodness sake. Barry, your question.
If you were coming to our house for dinner, Breda, and we asked, is there anything in particular you didn't want to eat, what would you say?
Well, I can be completely honest with that. I will eat anything. I can't vouch for your cooking, obviously, but I will have a go at eating anything. So pretty easy going there.
Well, do you know what? I have a confession to make.
What?
After the show, Breda gave me a licorice sweet. Okay, Breda, I didn't really like it, but I didn't have the, you know, I wasn't bold enough to say. So I waited till he left the room, and I took it out and I put it in the bin. Sorry about that.
That's okay. I would have still liked you if you'd just said straight to my face. Yeah, so yeah. Don't worry.
No, I don't like confrontation. You know, look, do you do your own laundry, Breda?
Yeah, I do, and obviously I'm retired now, but I did also do my own laundry when. When I did play, so yes, I can do stuff. It's not my favorite thing to do in the world, but you know, I've got children, I've got a wife, so it has to be done. So I do know how to press the button, how to work all that stuff.
When did you last take public transport, Breda? Like a bus or a train?
I took the tube yesterday. So I went to Merseyside Derby yesterday, got the train down. Got the tube, so I'm getting on the Piccadilly line now to go up to Arsenal, so surely that qualifies. I love public transport.
Story?
Yeah, the John Pansel story. You know, when you're playing for a London club, I discovered early that when you're going home from an away game, the easiest way to get home is always the tube. But some players don't really buy into this. So once we're playing, I was at Fulham, we were playing Tottenham away. So I said to John Pansel, the easiest way to get from northeast to southwest is the tube system. And I dragged him down on the Piccadilly line or Victoria line or something like that. And he said he'd never been on the tube. He'd lived in London for many years. He'd never been on the tube. And he goes, oh, there's a train. And it goes under the ground. He couldn't believe it. So I opened his eyes a little bit there. And actually, now quite a few people. I saw Joel Ward, the Crystal Palace defender. He got the tube home from beating Chelsea yesterday. So it's catching on a little bit.
You've started something. Next question. What's your favourite insect?
Favourite insect? I've never considered that. I'm in this park in Holborn at the minute. There's a couple of flies around, so it's definitely not flies. Maybe ants, is that an insect?
Yeah, you can have ants.
They're quite they're quite organised, aren't they? Yeah, they look like a Roy Hodgson 442.
Do you own a onesie, Breda? If so, do you wear it?
I actually have a onesie. I've got this little summer house in Norway. I went there last weekend and it was so cold, so I got the fire going and I had to wear the onesie. But no one will ever see it. It looks terrible. I look like a giant Teletubby.
Does it have like novelty ears or is it like a plain?
No, it's just like a massive. The problem I have is I'm so tall, you know. So it fits me height wise, but you could probably fit four people in. So it's not great.
What's your favourite cheese?
Is this a trick question? It's going to be cottage cheese. No, actually, you know, I quite like cheese. Manchego, this is the Spanish little snack cheese. I like that.
Good choice.
You're on death row, Breda. Sorry about that. You've 1 hour to go. Which TV show will you settle down to watch?
Well, that's a tough one. Surely you got to go out laughing. I think I'll watch Family Guy or Simpsons. Yeah, something like that.
No, that's good. If you could only eat one fruit for the rest of time, which would it be?
Watermelon? Is that a fruit?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think it's the it's the debut for watermelon.
Okay.
So there's lots spare.
How many toilets do you have, Breda?
In
your main residence, not your summer house in Galway.
Two. I live in a small flat in Norway now. I used to have four or five, but you know, you have to scale down things when you retire. The income side of the budget has taken a hit.
See, so people don't think about this with poor Premier League footballers when they retire and they have to. Friend Mark Schwarzer, Brett, has nine toilets.
I see. Okay. I'll pay him a visit next time I'm in London and I need to go.
You can pay him a visit and then you can pay many visits when you're there.
Exactly.
Do you have more televisions than David O'Leary, who once proudly boasted to Tony Cascarino that he had 11?
No, I'm definitely way behind there. I've got three televisions.
Okay.
So, yeah. One in my summer house, two in my flat. That's enough, isn't it? You can only watch one at a time.
I agree with you.
What kind of pant do you prefer, Breda? Boxer, jockey, tight, loose, commando maybe, like John Hartson and Perry Groves?
No, being Scandinavian, we go for the tight look, don't we? It's tough for me because I'm so tall and skinny, so I have to go for the Scandinavian brands. They're quite tight-fitted. No commando.
Okay. Are you better looking than the former West Brom defender Jonas Olsen?
Yes.
Okay, good.
I think so. I am. Objectively, surely, I am.
And do you smell nicer than Michael Carrick, notoriously fragrant? You may have got up close.
Have you ever smelt Michael Carrick?
I must have been very close to him playing football, but I can't say that I remember smelling him. But I've got a really lovely smell at the moment. My wife bought some, what's it called, like a fragrance thing, and people actually notice. So I'd like to think I smell okay.
All right. Okay, good. Finally, Breda, are you nicer than Linvoy Primus?
Who is that?
He is the nicest footballer of all time and has an MBE for being nice.
Okay, now... No, you have to have a certain humility about you. So if he's the nicest, then I can't. I'm not getting to that level.
But
I'll be happy to be at the pack behind him.
Yeah, in the Champions League spots. I don't know when Linvoy married Mrs. Primus, if he got presents or if he built a school in Cambodia.
Yeah.
We need to find that out.
He could have just a house full of toasters.
Couldn't he?
Doing nothing for the education of Cambodian children.
Breda, thanks very much for coming on. Appreciate it greatly. Did you have a nice time?
Yeah, it was excellent. You know, I quite like this post-football stuff where you can just go on and be yourself and you don't have to be politically correct anymore. So,
great. Who do you hate?
Oh, I hate so many people. Don't get me started. But this is all about being nice, so let's not go there.
You're absolutely right. Thanks for your time. Appreciate it greatly. Breda Hangman, 91, caps and away, Fulham legend. He also said when he went to Palace, right, he would leave an hour earlier so he could to get the train to Waterloo from training, because he lived in Richmond, and he'd go to Borough Market and just have a coffee. Man of the people. Angela has sent a photo. It was of him just taking the train home after a Palace game, I think it is, or a Fulham game. There he is, just sitting on a bench on the tube after the game. Isn't that brilliant? I'll retweet that right now. Let's play Guess the Attendance. Today's competitors: Guardian journalist Barry Glendenning, top comedian Justin Morehouse. Good afternoon, Justin Morehouse. How are you?
Morning. I'm all right. You know when you say top comedian, you always there's a disparaging note in your voice. I think I'm the only one who hears it.
Yeah. It's not like a comedian to be insecure in any way.
No, this is fresh on the back of a review on iTunes, my own podcast, which is available.
Yeah.
Which says something along the lines of, I'm only sticking with it to make sure it's regular.
Hey, that would be a compliment for us.
Yeah. I'm beating myself with a stick just to make sure that I still feel something.
Where do we find you this afternoon?
Well, you find me. I'm in a booth. I'm ensconced amongst my in-laws. I'm supposed to be my mother-in-law and my father-in-law.
Okay.
And we're ordering a little bit of breakfast. Would you like to know what Morehouse is going for?
Will this affect your performance, do you think?
No, I'm carb loading for the performance today.
Okay, good stuff. Right, let's crack on. Five games, guess the attendance. Justin's on a great winning streak at the moment. Let's start at Gresty Road, if Crewe still play there. Crewe Alexandra, Cambridge United. The referee, Sebastian Stockbridge. 2-1 win, two great goals from Luke Berry. Please can no one buy him. Paul Lewis came on in the 88th minute, sent off for a straight red in the 89th. What was the attendance, Justin?
Do you know, I've been on two journeys over the last couple of years. One to San Sebastian and one over Stockbridge near Sheffield. Two more different places you could get than they're free named after both, Sebastian Stockbridge. 3,497.
Okay, 3,497.
I think he's gone too low. I'm going to go 4,720.
3,759. Justin is one up. Okay, Barry, you go first. Let's go to the Premier League. The goalless draw at St Mary's. Southampton nil, Bournemouth nil. Jonathan Moss refereed it with his spiky grey hair. But how many people were there?
I will go 31,440.
31,440. Justin?
31,500.
Can you repeat that?
31,500.
31,847. It's dirty from Morehouse, as we've come to expect, but he takes a two-point lead here. Okay. Into Scotland. Partick Thistle 2, Ross County 1. William Collum refereed it. Two goals for Doolan. Dooley Doolan is his name. Two second half goals. Justin, how many people were there?
That sounds like a footballer made up from Beezer. I think there might have been 2,900.
2,900, says
got
Justin.
2,901.
3,149. Yes. It's 2-1. Okay, Barry, back to you. Yeovil nil, Carlisle United 2. Everyone's favourite ref, Trevor Kettle, was there. He sent off Whitfield, the Yeovil midfielder. He just has the one name, like a Brazilian footballer. But how many people were there?
That's a 600 and something odd mile round trip for Carlisle's fans, so I'm saying they didn't bring that many.
Okay,
but they probably bought, you know, a busload, maybe. Yeovil Carlisle, I will go 4,007.
Justin,
oh mate, you've gone too big, too early. 4,006.
Dirty boy.
Dirty from Morehouse. It's filth. It's pure filth from Morehouse. 3,145. There it is. 3-1. So it's the consolation game. Let's go to the Merseyside derby. How many people were there? Liverpool, Everton. Justin.
I don't know, because they've got a new standard. Have they mentioned it?
I don't think they've mentioned it.
No, they kept it on the down low.
51,297.
51,297.
I'll go 51,296.
52,920. A 4-1 win from Justin Morehouse. Enjoy your breakfast. Say hello to the in-laws. A great victory for top comedian. How do you want me to introduce you, Justin, next time?
No, I like it. Okay. I like it. I'm sorry, Barry. I feel really bad this week.
Look, we really need to... You've brought the game into disrepute. We really need to have a think about this. Yeah, I think you might have to write... It might make the feature worse radio, but for ethics, you might need to both write down your guess and then say them at the same time.
Well, it's only the game. We're not at the fag end of the season. We're, you know, it's still picking it.
Yeah, there's still something to play for. You're right.
There is. Yeah.
Maybe when
I've lost about six in a row.
Maybe when you've won the title, Justin.
I love when Barry plays dirty. He just gets it wrong.
Hey, more of this next week. Cheers, Justin.
Right, those were the best bits. Max still up in Leeds playing golf. He's probably teed off by now. See you next week. Bye.